This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. It can be hard to make big decisions. It can be hard to know what to do. And if someone is asking you for your advice, it can be hard to know what to say. I'm often caught between the pros and the cons. I see the advantages and disadvantages of both sides, and I can't figure out which way to go. I've developed a few responses that help me when I can't decide. Sometimes I can remind myself, there's no wrong choice here. Sometimes both decisions can be right. Another is to tell myself, choose the bigger life. That often makes a decision far clearer for me. Like when we were trying to decide as a family whether to get a dog. Spoiler alert, we did get a dog, and I'm very happy that we did. We chose the bigger life for us. This kind of problem often comes up for me as a parent. I need to decide how to handle a situation, and I can see the pros and cons for multiple courses of action. Do I make my daughter go to this party, or this class, or this event? Or do I let her decide to stay home if she really doesn't want to go? That sort of thing. Because I often feel tortured by indecision. I love to hear examples when people know exactly what to do in a situation that I'd find difficult. Even if I don't necessarily know if I agree with their decisions, I get a thrill from their certainty. I loved this story that I heard on episode 80 of Happier in Hollywood, the podcast that my sister Elizabeth has with her co-host and writing partner Sarah Fain. In this episode, Elizabeth and Sarah were discussing a common problem, particularly a problem in Hollywood, but really everywhere. What do you do when you have a truly awful boss? Should you tough it out, learn from the experience, show that you're not a quitter, find ways to deal with it, or should you leave? To discuss this issue, Elizabeth and Sarah interview their friend, the now hugely successful TV writer Nichelle Tramble. At the beginning of her career, Nichelle was working as an assistant to a very prominent producer, who was a truly dreadful boss. Here's Nichelle describing her first day on the job.
I think within 45 minutes, she called me the C word. She screamed at the top of her lungs. I was in shock. I was sitting at the desk and thinking, what? I don't understand what's happening here. I mean, usually this would end in a fist fight.
Right.
So Nichelle keeps on with that awful first day of work. The horrible treatment continues, and then it's lunchtime. And she went on the street to call her mother, as one does, to tell her what was going on. As Nichelle was telling this story about going out to call her mother, I was on the edge of my seat to hear what her mother would say. What would she say? I can imagine that if I were that mother, I'd be thinking about so many different options. Is it this? Is it that? What do you do? What's important? You're at the beginning of your career. You need to think carefully about how you handle this. What do you do? But Nichelle's mother knew right away.
And I went downstairs and called my mom on the payphone. And I, you know, told her the whole story, walked her through everything. And she said, do you have your purse? And I said, yeah, she goes, get to stepping.
And Nichelle literally never went back to that office. She had her purse. She just walked away. I love the clarity of her mother's response. She knew exactly what to say and how to think about it. You can tell a lot about this mother and this daughter and their relationship from this exchange. If you'd like to hear more about Nichelle's experience and what happened after that day, I'll post a link to episode 80 of Happier in Hollywood in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.